Hey everyone, welcome and thank you for tuning in to the Woke AF podcast. My name is Laura Donahue and I'm here with my co-host Stephanie Kathan. Hey Stephanie, how are you today?
I am good. I'm feeling better. I'm on the mend. I was down for a couple days. And so it may sound a little froggy, but I am so much better than I was. So yay. Doing good.
Good. Happy to hear that.
What's been going on in your week? Well, it's been a couple weeks now since we've really connected and had mind-growing talk.
Yeah. It's been, we needed a little time off there. I'm good. I'm working on doing some meditations every day. Like I made a commitment to do these specific meditations every morning. And you know, to really dig deep and heal and make some changes, you know, to like keep moving forward in my life. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I kind of hit a I don't want to say a wall, just like I kept
like a
I
mean, plateau. Like you couldn't move forward.
That's possible for some people, but to be honest with you, what I felt like I was in a loop, like I was repeating. You know, I mean, I guess there was a little, if we really get into it, I guess there was a little bit of a, like a plateau or like I couldn't move forward. There was a little resistance or haste. And, yeah, like kind of like I was stuck. But what I really felt like it was really combined with was repeating, you know, just like on a loop, like I can't get out of this vicious cycle.
Oh,
you know,
it's so interesting that you say that because,
you know.
Yes, I do know exactly what you mean. And I have been describing what I've been up to as like shadow work. Like I've been really, some things were exposed, some triggers happened, some like I had to go down to the energetic root of some topics in my life and my past. And the loop thing and the cycle, I'm like, okay, I've got to break
yeah.
this cycle. And yeah, it is all a part of healing. You know, people think when you start talking about awakening or, you know, spiritual work, everybody's imagining like yoga and Om and good feeling and positive. And sometimes it's heart-wrenching growing pains that you're going through because you're having to face some things about yourself and take ownership of that stuff.
Right.
And so that's been the work that I've been doing. And it sounds like you've been doing the same. And
yeah,
it's extremely powerful. And although sometimes it, I find that we make our suffering in that a little longer than we actually need to because of resistance that we have.
Right. I did want to touch on that. If you recall the last time we talked, I made note of the book that I was reading, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I think most people in the spiritual world have heard of him, you know, or have seen books, and he's on the Gaia Network, and he's on that, he hosts that show Rewired. You know, he's all over YouTube. So I read his book, and then I got to the part where it's like a course, you know what I mean? When I say a commitment, like I got so deep and so caught up in his content, and I really resonated with it. And he pretty much laid out how I can break out of this loop because it's just my subconscious thoughts thinking the same thought every day, basically. You know what I mean? So, it is pretty much shadow work. It's just what he says, lighting a match onto those negative subconscious thoughts. But a lot of times you don't realize that you're carrying around this thought. You think it's just part of your personality and how you think and how kind of life is. And then when you start to delve in a little bit and like you said, do the hard work and sort of examine and shine the light on the shadow and the subconscious negative thinking, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But it's really necessary. I find, and this is what he says too, and I agree, that it's necessary in order to move forward and to really embody those, the good feeling thoughts that we want, which are to feel happy and to feel joy and peace and have abundance and love and creativity and go for that great job you want and all the things that we want as humans. I mean, we're all, I think we all agree on all of it. You sort of have to let go of some of that, not sort of, you have to let go of that old shit, because literally it was keeping me in a loop, Oh, there was something I was going to say about what you said before. My mind was spinning off in 500 different
Well, that was
directions.
really, that's good stuff, what you just talked about, because I think we all get stuck in that, but we don't realize that when it's happening,
Yeah,
because
that's what I was going to say, is that how you said it sucks when you are doing the work, because I mean really it does seem easier to stay in a comfortable misery and just to at least you know what to expect and you do sort of know what things you think every day. So you get into a like I said, like a loop of it, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
you're kind of on
And
autopilot, not really.
100%
Yeah.
autopilot. And you're in denial somewhat, because then when you start digging in and you're like you it's easy to then it can spur on more negative emotions, like shit, what I've been feeling guilt all these years and I didn't even realize it. So then you know what I mean? So it starts a spiral. But what I'm finding is that if you do it correctly, I'm not saying you have to use his book. He's just one. It's just one platform or one type of. It just resonated with me. It's really helpful. Of course, I would suggest it to anybody. But there's other ways to get through and do shadow work too. But really, the overall essence to all of it is once you start doing it consciously, and you it sort of doesn't feel so bad. What the problem is when you, like you said, when you start to feel miserable about it, is if you don't consciously realize what you're doing, you're sort of letting your subconscious take over, and you're like, why do I feel like shit today? And you kind of know, oh man, that person triggered me, or that event triggered me. And then you don't really do the work farther than that. You just sort of go about your
Right,
day,
you get
which is what
snapped
I was
back
doing.
out into a different frequency. So you're like, yes, I
Yeah.
totally
And
get
then
it.
you think, maybe I should just avoid that situation or that person for the rest of my
Yeah.
life, because it's going to trigger me and make me feel like shit. But what your consciousness wants you to do, because they're giving you that indicator, is to highlight it and dig deep and clear it out and to move into the positive aspect of
For
that
me,
event or
one of
So that's what I'm doing. The works. I'm sorry to
That's
interrupt you.
okay.
I'm
I
sorry.
was interrupting you, I think.
For me, it's just this has given me sort of some guidelines how to sort of specifically work through it, some tools, some guidelines how to get through it. So I'm kind of pushing up my against my limits and my fear barriers and the things that walls I've kind of bounced off before. I've got to this point and said, nope, scary, don't want to go there, I'll just go
Yes.
back to me.
That's what I was
So
going to
this is kind of
interrupt you with,
pushing
was
me
the about
through.
fear, because that's what kind of stops us. Well, I can only speak for myself, but.
But it feels so good. Like it sucks, but there's a big caveat and a big but there. It also feels really good to finally once and for all do it. You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
once you do it. But what was like,
Right.
what I found delayed my suffering in it was that I wasn't really willing to take ownership of the mistakes that I had made in my past
Yeah.
because we try to cover that up. Oh, I'm a different person now. I've done a lot of work to change myself. And yes, all of that is
Yeah, and
good.
there's positive thinking. You don't want to come off as that
Right.
negative Nelly who's
But
like,
if I didn't
digging
face
through their
it, like I
shit.
had to face some things. And
Yeah, you
once I
do.
took ownership of those things, and we all have whatever those things are for us. We all have them. And it was very
Oh,
freeing.
sorry.
Once I did take
Uh-oh.
ownership of it,
Sorry
that's
about that.
okay.
Sadie's, here's the UPS guy. Good job, Sadie. She's doing her little job, being the house.
Once
the house
I took
protector.
Ownership of it and I realized, wow, the mistakes that I made hurt some people. And I had to forgive myself. And, you know, of course you want the other person or to forgive too, but that isn't like, you can put that out there, but you can't control what anybody else does. You have to forgive you. And at least in my case, like yeah. I needed to go, I was doing the best I could with what I knew at the time. And as soon as I knew better, I did better.
Right.
And I don't say that as an excuse, but as empathy and understanding for ourselves.
We have to forgive yourself.
Right? And we don't show that to ourselves a lot. We beat ourselves up more.
Right. That's what I was going to say. And some of the stuff might not always be an interaction with someone else. It may not be something you did wrong to another person. It could just be how you were dishonoring
right.
yourself.
Yeah.
This whole
I mean,
time.
Whatever
like,
that
you
those things are. For us individually,
yeah,
we all have some sort of...
Well, that's more difficult, don't you think? Like, it's easier for someone to say, well, yeah, I'm glad that you acknowledge that you've wronged that person and now you can move on from it. But it's almost easier to feel some forgiveness and like repent or whatever. I can't think of a better word when it's someone else, but we don't forgive ourselves for not forgiving
right,
ourselves.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Because then that comes into self-worth and everything. You know, it's like you were not loving. That's what one way that Dr. Joe says it. And he's like, that's not a loving way to be to yourself, you know? And those words really struck me. I was like, that's really true.
Well,
you know,
because
it's all ways
younger,
that I could think of to not love myself.
We don't know what that means. You know, like we're so conditioned in life
yeah.
from the time that we're born by our well-meaning families and parents and teachers and influencers
society,
and
yeah,
all of that. We're conditioned to feel like we're defective in some way. We always need something to improve
mm-hmm.
our lives because not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of like I think when we're infants, we are born with that knowing. Like we know then. That how worthy we are, but it's kind of just conditioned out of us and we forget how to love ourselves. We forget that that's even
yeah.
a thing. And I am so grateful that I know that now. Like the first time
mm-hmm.
I learned that even the term about vibration or frequency or that my thoughts had such qualities and power. I was 42 years old. I had already lived like half my life almost. So I had a shit ton of things, of conditioning, of thoughts,
right.
of beliefs, and none of it. Like I had to unlearn every damn thing I ever learned, pretty much. Yeah.
Stephanie, can I ask you a question? Did before you realized about the power of your thoughts and, you know, the quantum field and the field of energy and the vortex and all those, you know, that and a bigger intelligence and all those things is the real truth. Did you feel, whenever you felt bad, did you feel like a victim?
Totally. I thought, right.
You blamed everything else. You blamed everyone, other, your
I blamed
conditions.
I blamed
yeah.
my ex-husbands. I blamed everybody.
Right.
I blamed life. I blamed circumstances.
Yeah.
And then what happened was my grandparents died. Both of my parents died. My brother died. Suddenly I like had nobody to fucking blame. And I'm
okay.
Yeah. Okay, now what? Now there's no one to blame.
Just you and little old you.
It was after my mother had died. And after my father had died, so after my brother died, like they were all pretty much done. I was felt very alone. I left the relationship that I was in, took my kids, and we were homeless for a little bit. I was working, I was waitressing, every day just to pay for a hotel room at night. And it was around November, Thanksgiving holiday time. It was cold. I live in Vermont. It was cold. So it was important for us to have shelter. So I would work lunch shifts,
Right.
hoping that I would make enough to pay for the room that night. I would bring home stuff from the restaurant for us to eat. And we had our dog too. So we're all crammed in one
Aww.
hotel room. And then the unspeakable happened, right? I didn't make enough one day. And that was when, like, I hit this total feeling of surrender. Like, okay, I don't know what to do now. I can see that maybe I got myself here, but that means I can get myself out. And I want to know what the
Yeah.
difference is, like, between the successful people that I see in the world and me. What do they know that I don't know? What do they know that I don't know? Because we're all born the same. We're made the same stuff. So it must be something that they know. And
Isn't
as
it interesting
soon
how that happens?
as that thought went out into the world, into the universe,
Yeah.
that was
You
when the
ask
book The Secret
resistance.
came into my awareness. It literally fell off the shelf at the
Right.
library in front of my feet.
Oh my God. It's kind of funny how, not kind of funny, but it's funny how you sometimes don't understand the whole dynamic of really of the universe and the laws until you understand how they can work toward you negatively. Do you know what I mean? Like Dr. Jones does say that in order for you to understand the ability of how powerful your positive, high level emotional thoughts are, you really do have to understand the negative thoughts and how they've gotten you to the point. When you could sort of wrap your brain around that, it sort of gives you that power. And when you understand that, the small, lower level thoughts and playing victim,
Oh
how that
yeah, and
can make you ill, then you realize you can
let
make
me
yourself
tell you
well.
something.
You know
Now
what I
in
mean?
this life, in my nows, now
That kind of sucks
I'm
that
a
it works
victim
that
of
way, but
nothing.
I guess that's how.
There's no thing that I am a victim of ever. I will never ever be a victim again. It doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah.
I could, a catastrophe could happen. And I'm still not going to be a victim in it. It just means I experienced something that wasn't so good. But I'm not going to own that victim mindset ever, ever again in my life. And that is one of the
No,
most
no.
freeing things
It
that you
is,
can
yeah.
do when you're doing this
Right.
work. And sometimes, yes, it feels like shit. And sometimes you are going through dark nights of the soul that you just don't understand. And it feels so dark and lonely, but you will come out the other side of it.
Yeah. You just gotta, to me, I feel like I say you gotta put your mindful hat on. Like when you are mindful of that, like you're sort of tapped into your being the broad version of yourself. From a conscious level, from a 5D level, looking down and observing yourself, like, wow, look at me today. I'm digging through this shit. It sucks. It hurts, but it has a whole physical, if you understand quantum physics, it has a whole physical
Yeah, it's amazing.
positive,
It's amazing.
all the neurons and everything starts to connect together when you start to observe yourself from a conscious level, even if you're having a shitty day and you're fucking up left and right and you're digging through that crap. You know what I mean? It's so much different than if you're just bumbling along, not knowing, blaming this person and saying my life sucks and you're still feeling the same thoughts because your body doesn't really know the difference. You know what I mean? So, and when you do it from a conscious perspective, from with the aid of source energy and the universe and the quantum field, then it's that
Yeah,
much more
it's
powerful.
extremely, it's like when you come out of that dark, when you come out through the other
Yeah.
side of that, and you take that conscious breath of freedom. It's like nothing I can even describe.
Yeah. Well, you free up all so much energy. You know how much energy you use to stay bogged down, to stay negative, to stay in that loop and
But we don't
play the victim,
realize it
you
because we
know?
get so
Like,
used to carrying the weight of those thoughts, of that conditioning, of those labels that are given to us.
That was that's another thing I recently discovered. Like quantum physics says you will, like, scientifically, and spiritually too, but I love when things get proven scientifically, when you're like, I knew that was spiritual, and then when it scientifically gets proven and you're like, yes. It's true. It's so true on so many levels. Like, you literally free up so much energy that you can be using to create and play out and orchestrate and illustrate your new future, like your journey. And
it's,
you know,
crazy.
How exciting is that? That, like, gets, like, the hairs on my arms.
And it's a
up.
Level of awareness. And what I really like is, although we forget sometimes and we get stuck in old patterns and old thinking, old ways of thinking and beliefs and stuff that happens along the journey, it is so fucking amazing when you realize how much control you have over your own life, like how much power you actually have with your vibration and your frequency over the way that you feel in your life, in your everyday life. Like, amazing.
Yeah, that's why I made this commitment to do these meditations every morning. Like, I get up early to do it, and it's about a 2-hour process, you know, and it's one of those times where it's like, you know what, I'm just going to have to do it. Like, it's not your easy 15-minute meditation that you could just pop in the middle of the day. I mean, those are great too, but this particular point where I'm at right now, I really want to get to know myself every corner of me. You know what I mean? Because I want to understand what I have been hiding, you know, what I need to start admitting it to myself and to source energy and to the intelligence that's out there assisting me. And it's through that understanding creates the awareness. And like you said,
one of the things I noticed, the old patterns that broke too, through doing this work over the last 10 years, 12 years, whatever it has been.
That's all.
Is, like, I used to be very codependent, I guess is what you call it. Like, I didn't like spending time alone. The minute I woke up, I would either have to call my BFF or go visit or go have coffee or do something where there was other people, where I didn't have to be alone with myself. Now I'm like, oh my God, a long time. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to, like, I relish the moments because I really like myself now. And I like getting to know myself. And I like discovering the power that I have in my own life. And I feel like it's always a new discovery. I'm always learning something new about myself. And it feels good to be my own BFF. You know what I mean? Like, I love talking to my friends and stuff, but when it comes down to it, I like getting to know who I really am. And that's not the skin and bones that everybody needs. That is that, like, I'm getting to know that divine piece of myself. And I love it.
Me too.
I love it.
Yeah, and like you said, and I said, even the dark little shadow selves, parts of yourself that you're like, wow,
I know,
I've been doing all this time.
We're amazing beings,
beating myself up,
honestly.
Yeah, you know. So I wanted to ask you this question. I love being by myself, and sometimes I'm very introverted and just like to be alone. You know? Oh, now we did touch upon this yesterday. I wanted to talk about it a little bit today with you and ask you, when you go out
in the world,
there's like the thing into the world, to the grocery store, to the post office, down the block, anywhere, you know, when you're out interacting with other human beings. And let's face it, not everyone has, you know, is obsessed with Joe Dispenza the way I am. Not everyone is into shadow work. You know, these people are just bumbling around. And now that we know what, you know, when you learn about yourself and you're like, wow, I really subconsciously think these terrible things, don't you feel like when you go out now, you see everybody and you just see them, like,
oh my
subconscious. And it triggers you left and right. And then you just want to run back home and be by yourself again. And you think, do I just hate people? Am I not able to?
As I can, I run back home.
But you know that's not the point. You know that you are here on Earth to be the best form of you, to let all that light out, to get rid of all that shadow in the dark, and to be the best version of yourself. And it is so you can have relationships with other people and shine the light on the world. And you know what I mean? So, I mean, we can't live by ourselves forever.
I don't know.
Can we?
I'm getting pretty good at it.
But so what would you say?
Well,
like,
first
how...
it's not, it's 2020, which is like, you know, is different than any other year in history that we've experienced. So,
yeah. Right. Now more than ever, everyone's hyped up, edged out, you know, with their political opinions
like
and their opinions
out
on.
There is chaotic confusion. There's lots of anger. There's So when I go out there into the world, like when I have to go to the grocery store, I have to like put on an energetic hazmat suit. You know what I mean? Like I energetically imagine myself like in this protective, not to protect me from a virus, to protect me from other people's energy that's out there because there's so many angry people.
I know. Just the other day, I was at my local grocery store, just one right up the block, not even like Whole Foods, and just right up the block. And well, I don't know why that matters, but anyway, but no matter where you go, you know? And it was an older guy and a woman, and I didn't talk to them or anything. And he had written on his windows in his truck, you know, like when people write like class of 2020, like with that car paint or whatever, like he hand wrote it. Masks steal my oxygen, my body, my choice. Now, you know, I'm not saying whether I agree or disagree, that doesn't even matter, you know what I mean? I just thought it was so interesting that here we are in a time when he would go out of his way to buy the paint to plaster it across his vehicle, so then anytime he was out in public he would let everyone know how he feels about this certain perspective and didn't give a shit whether he was triggering someone or what. I was just like, wow, this is the point that we are at. People are so like, they just want to shout from the rooftops their opinion. And I guess they're allowed, right? I mean, who's to say they can't?
On every
man, it's everywhere. And, like, you know, whether you agree with it or not. Yeah. Like, what do you think he was thinking have to put that out there? So strong, his opinion.
Probably is he wants to be heard, no matter what. Like, sometimes people just want to be heard.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do crazy shit to get that accomplished. And what I'm noticing, like, there is the people, it's the only way that I can get through it. Like, we live in a resort area. And so our town is packed. We live in Vermont. It's beautiful here. Yes, we know it's why we choose to live here. And people are coming in droves because first it was foliage and now the holiday weekend and the town has just been packed with people. But in 2020, everybody's level of emotion is amped up like times 10 power. So if they're regularly a little bitchy, now they're super, super bitchy and writing on their car in paint. You know what I mean? So Chiara in his regular life, even when it's not 2020, he was probably a little bitchy and maybe complaining a lot. Maybe a victim. Maybe feeling like a victim.
Right.
He was taking something from him.
Yeah.
See how I had to analyze that? Like, that's why I can't go out, because it takes me 35 minutes to get to the energetic
Well, me too.
I don't care.
I'm not really judging him. It was more like, I really find society and human psychology fascinating. You know what I mean? So sometimes I'm like, I wonder why, what would make him do that? Like, I couldn't really care less about what he said because it's his opinion and what do I care? You know what I mean? But just the fact that go through picture of standing there writing
that's
it.
That's the kind of what everybody is trying to shout over everybody else, that their opinion matters. And especially now it's election time. Now the voice, you know, the shouting is louder. each sides are battling it out, and it is like a war zone.
I get
energetically, like you have to make a plan. Yeah. You get out of your car, and you're like, okay, there's the door. If I go really fast and take a quick right and go to aisle six and get my shit,
yeah,
I can be out of here before.
That's really my point. Is, I mean, I don't want to get everybody riled up, including us, saying, "Oh my God, it's like a jungle out there." I mean, that's my point. Is it's just important to realize that everybody's edged up, and if you do want to go out, I think it'll help us, because I know sometimes you and I struggle. Like, I get triggered with I told you about the shopping bags at the grocery store. Like, it was something silly, you know. Like, I feel like I'm constantly reminded of this quarantine and
segment and
my ego
helps,
and my just wants to forget about it.
It helps.
Yeah, that's my point. Is we don't know everybody's backstory. We don't know why people are motivated to shout their opinions, and we can all agree that everyone collectively, the energy is really high. So it's important to be aware of that when we go out. You know, because we can't just, you and I, we thrive when we're home and we make headway. We can spend hours and feeling like on top of the world. And then you step out because you need bread for your
granddaughter.
Right, I know. Do you know what
but
I mean?
Segment and intending really
that almost
helps,
defeats
and
the
I'll
purpose.
I'll give
of
you an
all
example of how much it helps.
It does.
So, like, there's a Family Dollar right up the road from us. We live in a very, very small town. So there's one grocery store, there's one hardware store. It's very small. So most of the locals go into Family Dollar. It could have been me that this happened to, but it happened to my neighbor. She happened to get yelled at by one of the tourists who was here. She had just got done washing laundry and hanging it out and went to the store. And this man started yelling at her about how unfair it was that he was having to wait. And why wasn't she up at the register? And she said, "I'm a shopper just like you, sir." And he said, "Well, you're so disheveled. Your appearance is so disheveled. I thought you were an employee." And I said, "Oh my God, I'm so glad that I wasn't with you, because first of all, I would have needed bail money and a lawyer, and there would have been a homicide in aisle four, and it would have just been horrible." But there's a reason that I don't rendezvous with situations like that, and it's because of the segment intending. So before I'm going out, I'm like, okay, I want to rendezvous with the best deals. I want to rendezvous with the nicest people. I want to see the smile in the eyes. And I list off a few things that I want to, positive things that I want to experience in my rendezvous while I'm out there. And then I don't, I mean, not that it doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes I forget and I don't segment intend. And those are the days when I run into people like that.
Yeah.
But when you're
right,
been in a frequency of complaining maybe or upset maybe, yes,
or just feeling like a victim altogether, because then I said to myself after that, when I had that run-in with the shopping bags, and I said, well, what did I just remember this morning that I can't blame other people? I can't be the victim, like, just because that guy said that to me. I'm gonna undo all the work that I just did this morning to be mad at some man who told me where to put my shopping bag. You know what I mean? So I was like, ooh, then all of a sudden, like I said before, that probably was a subconscious thought that I felt all the time. Like, just people are annoying to me at the store. So, but suddenly, consciously, I was like, well, Laura, you can't.
Right.
He's not. Don't blame him.
Right.
You're allowing. You're
so
choosing in this moment to get mad at him.
Like.
Like, the whole victim thing, it could be a victim because, you know, something traumatic could have happened. But I felt very much a victim in that moment when he told me about he corrected me. You know what I mean? Like, my body didn't know the difference. It just triggered up all
this conversation
victim
has been
feelings,
so juicy,
you know?
And good. So, wow.
Yeah. I just wanted, can I just say one more thing? I know we're done with time, but just to prove, not to prove my point, but just to add to the conversation and just the power of energy, like collective energy and everything. I've read on studies, and some of it was in the book, Dr. Joe's book, about that when sometimes when he has retreats and there's like hundreds of people in the room together, like he has these week-long retreats, and a lot of times he's tracking people's their energy levels and their heart coherence and their brain coherence, and he has them connected to machinery and everything. He can physically see it. When they collectively decide to meditate and to have coherence, which is just like a balance of energy. You know what I mean when I say coherence, right? Just like a calmness. So when the and the more people in the room and the more that they decide to do it together, everyone, it's like suddenly he said everybody's heart beats at the like the energy just sinks quickly because they've decided to do it together, and there's more power to the more people. So that just goes to show that imagine that kind of effect. And like, you know, you've heard of like meditations that people do throughout the world, like from all, not they're not even in the same room,
well, and near each other, just the power of that energy.
So I'm not
in resonance with the others, so it's
tapping
like
into the same
powerful.
Yes, because the field is all the same. We all share the same energetic field. We all draw from
it. Like when you go into
it,
if you have a room filled with guitars,
so
and you pluck one string on one guitar, the other strings of the other guitars will vibrate too. And we are always vibrating. And you know, like they tell you, all growing up, birds of a feather flock together, but you don't really know what that means. It's not that birds like to hang out together. It's like that.
No,
it is the resonance. You rendezvous with and hang around people who are vibing your vibe, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent.
Right. So I suppose that the other side is true then, when you're out in a grocery store right now during 2020 and someone's looking for a toilet paper and this person's mad about a mask and blah, blah, blah. And it's not coherence. It's total chaos. You know what I mean? So that's what you just need to be aware of that. You could see how it works on both ends. And like you said, segment and tend know that other people are kind of crazy.
Right? Yep.
It may work for some people just to stay home, but if you can't, because I'm kind of over the quarantine, to be honest, I kind of want to go out and stuff, you know.
Well,
at this point, so, but that's just me. So I had a lot to say. I'm
really
sorry.
Juicy,
I just blah 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 blah. I had so much to say.
Gem-filled conversation, and I'm excited to listen back to it because,
yeah,
I think we both shared some really, really good stuff, and I'm
I like how it was all kind of connected, how it's all connected like that. It all kind of led from one thing, you know.
It's good. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here, whoever.
We're in the flow.
Feel free to reach out to us. And today's episode was brought to you by Quantasy, the spiritual artist group, and the CBD store at energyworkswithme.com. Stop into those places. You'll be glad you did. And we will see you on the other side. And until then, stay woke, folks. Bye-bye, everybody.